The station was supposed to go on for 4 years, and they just got the budget reallocated, and they were suddenly cut. So they had to close the station, as Americans. And now the Australians had a couple of exercises they were running, or hadn't actually got to running them. There was one with the Department of Civil Aviation. I built some equipment for them there, actually out Toowoomba. The idea was that they could measure the range of aircraft. And they had a transponder in the aircraft, and they had a transmitter at Tullamarine. And we transmitted to the aircraft, that's right, with the ranging equipment. And they had receivers at Tullamarine and an antenna at Tullamarine. And they had similar equipment on board the aircraft. And it worked okay. What we did was, instead of having one ranging bandwidth, they split it into two, so the uplink was in one half and the downlink was in the other. And so you could get a measurement by having two or more stations, you could pinpoint the aircraft. The other thing was that this ATS-1, which is the satellite that was launched for the first one at Kubi, was involved with, was it had high-power VHF on it. And we could actually talk to, they put VHF in some of the Qantas planes, and we could actually talk to them on the runway in the States, which was a novel thing then. They had spin scans, had the whole view of the Earth, colour photo of the Earth. Actually, the military beat us by a few weeks to being first. But anyway, they were relaying weather maps by fax to the icebreakers in the Antarctic. Yeah, there were a lot of firsts for that. It was the test bed for the Intelsat satellites.